Part 3, Gentle Movements. In this chapter, we will discuss the benefits of gentle movements in delaying aging. How many of you will spend a long time sitting when learning or working? According to Gavin Bradley, an expert on the subject, sitting for extended periods can significantly slow down metabolism, reduce the effectiveness of enzymes that remove bad fat, and lower levels of good cholesterol. However, getting up for only 5 minutes can help restart these processes. Bradley emphasizes recognizing the detrimental effects of prolonged sitting and taking a simple step to mitigate them. The step will be as gentle as getting up from your chair. Gentle movements prioritize low-impact, mindful exercises that focus on maintaining flexibility, strength, and balance. They serve as an antidote to the modern sedentary lifestyle and high-intensity workout trends, which can sometimes lead to burnout or injury. In contrast, gentle movements emphasize harmony between the body and mind, helping to create a sustainable and enjoyable approach to physical activity that contributes to a long, healthy life. To make gentle movements a part of your daily routine, consider trying some of the following practices, which can be adapted to suit your individual needs and preferences. First of all, the author introduced us Radio Taizo, a Japanese morning warm-up routine. It has been practiced since before World War II. Originally transmitted via radio, today, it is followed through television channels or online videos. About 30% of Japanese practice Radio Taizo daily, including elderly residents of nursing homes. The exercises, which take 5 to 10 minutes, focus on dynamic stretching and increasing joint mobility. One iconic Radio Taizo movement involves raising and lowering the arms in a circular motion. These basic exercises help counteract our modern sedentary lifestyles, where we rarely raise our arms above our heads, unlike our ancestors who frequently did so during daily activities. Radio Taizo helps us practice essential body movements and maintain mobility. The second one is yoga. Originating from ancient India, yoga is a versatile practice that ranges from gentle stretches to more intense poses, focusing on breath control, mindfulness, and flexibility. Yoga is divided into different styles, including Hatha and Vinyasa. The sun salutation, mentioned by the authors, is a part of Hatha yoga practice, which is a series of flowing yoga poses performed in a sequence designed to harmonize the body and mind while paying tribute to the sun as a source of life and energy. This sequence is known for its ability to warm up the body, increase flexibility, and enhance overall well-being. The sun salutation typically consists of 12 postures performed in a continuous cycle. Each posture is coordinated with the breath, ensuring a focus on mindfulness and presence during the practice. The sequence begins and ends with a standing posture, with various forward bends, lunges, and plank positions in between. Next, two gentle movements that the authors tell us both come from China. One of them is Tai Chi, a Chinese martial art that consists of a series of slow, fluid movements. Is Tai Chi only suitable for older people? The truth is that Tai Chi's adaptability to different levels of intensity and styles, such as Yang, Chen, or Wu, makes it suitable for various individuals, regardless of age or fitness level. Although Tai Chi is divided into different styles, they have the same objectives. Its practice can provide numerous health benefits, such as improved posture, flexibility, and balance, reduced stress and anxiety, and better sleep quality. There are 10 basic principles of Tai Chi, including keeping the shoulders and elbows relaxed and lowered, focusing on internal energy rather than physical strength, and moving the body as a whole. Similar to Tai Chi, Qigong is a modern form of an ancient Chinese practice called Dao Yin. In Chinese, Qi means life force or energy, while Gong means work. So, Qigong is a combination of physical exercises and breathing techniques to stimulate the flow of life force or energy throughout the body. Qigong is also based on the five elements: earth, water, wood, metal, and fire. Each of them is a kind of exercise in Qigong and aims at balancing the energy currents to enhance brain and organ function. What can this gentle movement bring us? According to the authors, Qigong offers significant health benefits, including better brain function, hormonal balance, improved bone density, and efficient bodily functions. The practice involves regulating the body, breath, mind, life force, and spirit. Finally, the authors also talk about two gentle movements, shiatsu and breathing. Shiatsu is a Japanese technique created in the early 20th century for treating arthritis. It involves applying pressure on energy points of the body using the palms and thumbs to create equilibrium among the different elements of the body. The technique also involves stretching and breathing exercises. The six healing sounds, developed by a Chinese doctor and essayist, Sun Simiao, in the 6th century, is a technique that coordinates movement, breathing, and sound to bring calmness to the soul. The technique involves six sounds associated with different organs and is performed in all seasons to maintain overall health. The Eastern traditions mentioned in the passages combine physical exercise with breath awareness to align consciousness with the body, promoting overall well-being and combating daily worries. In short, as you embark on your journey toward discovering your ikigai, remember that gentle movements are not about achieving peak athletic performance or adhering to rigid fitness goals. Instead, these practices are designed to help you nurture a more harmonious relationship with your body, support your overall well-being, and enjoy the process of cultivating a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. In the next chapter, we will talk about the last secret of Okinawan's longevity.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.